today I wanted to speak on the subject of purgatory. It's during the month of November, the month of the Holy Souls. Earlier this month, we had All Souls Day, November 2nd, which is the day when the church especially prays for the souls in purgatory. And that's why the month of November is dedicated to the Holy Souls. And I was going to read a little passage from St. Catherine of Siena, or St. Catherine of, I forget which St. Catherine it was, of Siena, I believe. They wrote the treatise on purgatory, and she, but I forgot to bring it up, but she talks about how God gave her a vision of what the souls in purgatory suffer. And she said she was unable to describe the intensity of their sufferings. And yet she has a chapter where she speaks of the joy of the souls in purgatory. And we might think, how could she speak of the joy of souls in purgatory when at the same time she says they suffer more than we can even imagine? And she said the reason is because they are perfectly resigned to God's will, unlike we are in this life many times. And they know that that suffering is necessary to cleanse their soul before they will appear before God. And they are some of to appear before God with even the smallest stain on their soul, that they want to be purified. And I think she says in another chapter of the book that if the souls in purgatory knew of a place where they could suffer even more, in order to have those stains on their soul more quickly removed, that they would gladly go to that, so easily dismiss venial sin and all that stuff for venial sin. But those souls in purgatory, they're shame of those venial sins on their soul. And as it says in scripture, nothing defiled shall enter heaven. Purgatory is a great mercy of God, because we can't appear before God with those stains on our soul. But if we couldn't get to heaven with those stains of various venial sins or past forgiven mortal sins that we haven't made up for yet, if we couldn't get to heaven with those stains on the soul, and if there was no purgatory, then the alternative would be to be separated from God forever. So purgatory is a mercy of God, and it's very clear in scripture, in 2 Maccabees in the Old Testament. It says, it's a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead that they may be loosed from their sins. And in scripture, our Lord gave the parable of the man who was in prison until he would pay the last farthing. And that's a reference to purgatory, because it's not a reference to hell, because the souls in hell, they will never get out. They have a debt that they can never pay. They will never be released from hell. But in purgatory, yes, they have a debt that they can pay, and they can be released once their soul is purified. And also in scripture that speaks of a place where a man's work burn, he shall be saved, but yet by fire he'll be saved by fire. And that also, that fire is clearly not the fire of hell, because that fire does not save those souls are there forever. So purgatory is that place where we are freed from those stains that we have on our soul, even though we're in a state of grace when we die. And there's two kinds of pain in purgatory. There's the pain of fire, and there's the pain of loss of God. And we usually think of the pain of fire as being the most painful thing, the thing we dread most about hell or purgatory. But actually, even in hell, the pain of fire is not the worst pain. The fact of being separated from God forever, that's the worst pain of hell. And we find it hard to realize this, because in this life, people go through their whole life forgetting about God, not caring that their soul is in mortal sin, not caring about God. And they think, oh, it's not such a bad thing to be separated from God for eternity. But that's because we are distracted by the things of this world that pull away from God. As soon as our soul leaves our body, it knows that it was created only to be with God. And if that soul goes to hell, that creates an intense despair and suffering of knowing that the one thing that soul was created for will never happen. The soul will never be with God. And it is a far worse suffering and despair than the fire of hell. And so too for the souls in purgatory, being separated from God, even though it's, in the case of their case, it's temporary, that is their greatest suffering. And so we can help the souls in purgatory by getting them out of purgatory sooner and relieving them from that great suffering that they have of being separated from God. Now, the pain of separation from God in purgatory is different than hell, because in hell is a total despair of being separated forever. But in purgatory, and this is another reason St. Catherine could speak of the joy of the souls in purgatory, those souls in purgatory, they have the certitude of knowing that they are united to God forever. They died, their soul is in a state of grace, they will get to heaven, and they cannot turn away from God anymore. So in a certain sense, even though they suffer intensely, they have a much greater joy than we have in this life, because we still have the ability to lose God in this life. We have the ability still to seriously sin and turn away from God, whereas the souls in purgatory cannot. They have a certitude that they have saved their soul. So remember to pray for them, and think about it. If you, during your life, if you only helped one soul to get out of purgatory, even if you only helped that soul to get out of purgatory a little sooner than it would have, once that soul is in heaven, do you think that soul is ever going to be ungrateful or forget what you did for it? That soul will pray for you all through your life and help you to get to heaven. And if you end up in purgatory, all those souls that you have to get to heaven sooner, they will be praying for you to help you to also get to heaven sooner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.